Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
.436 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday. I'm going to call it evening. We're just about there. Tuesday evening. 2 weeks to Election Day. Can you believe this? And Kamala Harris, she took the day off. Wow. It's not like the vice president has a lot of job responsibilities to begin with. I mean, they really don't. It's like the lieutenant governor on steroids. I see now why John Reed may want to be lieutenant governor, because there's not really, no offense to Winsome, who I think has done an amazing job, but she's actually turned the lieutenant governor's office into something that counts. Prior to her, boy, it wasn't a lot of heavy lifting. I mean, Doug Wilder did a great job and all that. I mean, there are a couple of people that stand out, but you see what I'm saying? For the most part, you kind of stand around and wait for something bad to happen with the other person. So Kamala Harris, 2 weeks to Election Day, takes the day off. Because she is, and I quote here, preparing for an interview. Really? If you are not, at this point, 40 years in public life, prepared for any interview that comes your way, this may not be the line of work you should be pursuing. That's all I'm saying. You might be better equipped going somewhere else, like, well, I don't know, McDonald's. They got that. If they bring back the clown, seriously, if they bring back Ronald, and they got a pair of big red floppy shoes that you can fit into, could be a good fit. Craig Peterson is our guy when it comes to all things tech. I signed up for the newsletter. CraigPeterson.com is where you go. It's free. Comes out every week. And Craig, number one, thank you for being here. Number two, you're leading this week's thing with this whole Wi-Fi problem. And I guess everybody, even you Apple people, would have a problem, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, is this an interview? Do I need to prepare? Yeah.
You need to take the day off, study your notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. This Wi-Fi issue is a big one. One of the listeners had emailed me. Okay. So he was at home, and he has a Wi-Fi system that I recommended that he get. And this Wi-Fi system lets him know when a device connects to his network. So actually, he was overseas initially, and he saw that his son must have come in the house because his phone connected to dad's Wi-Fi, right? Okay. And so he called up his son, hey, I see you're over at the house. Can you, let the cat out? And the son didn't know how. Did you know? So he's at home this week. And all of a sudden, there's an iPad trying to connect to his home Wi-Fi that they just don't have.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
So is it the neighbor? That's what I would think first. Okay, the neighbor got a new iPad, and for whatever reason, they're just scanning, right? I mean, your phone scans, your iPad scans. Is that what it is, or do you think there's something more nefarious?
Well, have you seen these kids driving around and a Pringles can? You know what a Pringles can is? Hey, it's those long, round cans. They have those pressed potato chips in it. So have you seen kids driving around with those? And what they do is they use those as basically a microwave antenna receiver. And they point it at your house to see if you have any open Wi-Fi networks. In fact, for businesses, if you've seen chalked on to the side of your office building or your office, usually it's just above the ground, but it'll have a few different numbers on it, which is the Wi-Fi channel and frequency. Again, those are hosers trying to get onto your network. So that if they get on the network now, they can tell, is anybody home right now? Maybe it's time to break into their house. Maybe it's not, right? Because they get onto your network and they do a quick scan to see what devices are online, which ones are active. So, it can be a real problem, not just necessarily the kids next door.
Huh. Now, the markings on the outside of the chalk, that's almost like the... like the hobos used to do. You know, the hobos would go on. They'd ride the rails, and they knew which houses had friendly people and which doors were left unlocked. And they had a whole bunch of chalk markings they would leave there. So now you got folks doing that for the free networks. But let me play devil's advocate for a second. If it's just saying, hey, it's your local coffee place, it's Craig's Coffee Hut. And they've got free Wi-Fi, and you want free Wi-Fi, that's not bad, but it's more than that, is it not?
Yeah, well, now you're running into a different problem, right? The problem then is it really the coffee shop's Wi-Fi? Or is somebody there with a laptop that is advertising a network that looks like it might be the coffee shop's network to get you to attach to it and then use that now to intercept everything you're doing on your computer?
Ugh. All right, can we?
And that's happening a lot, particularly at airports, Jeff. Oh. Particularly at airports. So we've got to secure. Yeah, we've got to secure our Wi-Fi. We've got to secure our use of Wi-Fi. And so many of us, a lot of people have Comcast, right?
Yeah.
They're your ISP. Yeah. And have you noticed that there are in Xfinity Wi-Fi hotspots, like all over this part of the country?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, you know how they do that? They use your home router, your home network router, or your business one that you're getting from them. They use that to advertise a free network for anybody that is an Xfinity customer.
No.
So they are, yes, that's exactly what they're doing. That's how it works.
Oh my God.
So they're saying, hey, listen, you know, we're making sure that it's gated, that none of the data can go between those two networks, your home network and the other network. But
yeah.
Why did Sutton rob banks, right?
Yeah.
That's where the money was. So, it's a problem. So, first of all, I never use a router from the ISP.
Okay.
I always put my own router in. I put my own Wi-Fi in, but I'm a geek, okay?
Yeah, so.
But this week's newsletter is a lot simpler than that. And most people don't know how to change the default password on the router. They don't know how to change some of the configuration on their routers. So what I did is I went in and explained, literally step by step, whether you have a Mac or Windows or separate instructions for each of them, what to do with your home Wi-Fi router to make it safer.
All right. Well, now this is it should be absolutely positively no joking, because if Xfinity is doing that, they're offering these hotspots. They're essentially saying, hey, get on Jeff's home Wi-Fi. It's only a half a step away to them saying, oh, by the way, we have free coffee for you. Now you got to go in the back door near the kitchen, but help yourself, right? I mean, it's craziness.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Now, you can call them and say, hey, guys, cut it off. Stop it. And they will. They will turn that off. So they don't think that it presents a problem, but it sure could in some conditions, without a doubt. And if you've got your home network, one of the things I talked about in the article today is you need to have a guest network. And so I talk about how to set up a guest network. Now, the guest network is going to be isolated from your main home network or your main business network.
Mm-hmm.
And what you should be doing is putting your Internet of Things devices, your things like if you have a Ring doorbell or you've got one of those smart thermostats, et cetera, they should be on your guest network, not on your main network, along with your computers that you use for banking and everything else. Because, again, those Internet of Things devices are computers, Jeff.
Yeah.
They can and have been hacked in the past. They will be hacked in the future. It's guaranteed. And what you don't want to have happen is to have it now go and use that as a launching point to attack you. I had a customer that became a customer, but they came to me because they were just a small retailer and they had security cameras so they could keep an eye on the cash register, right? Keep an eye on the employees.
That's right.
And those security cameras were hacked, and they used those security cameras to break into the computer there in the store and got all of their financial records. And then, of course, emptied their bank accounts from just having cheap Chinese security cameras.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. Wow. All right. Well, look, people have got to take advantage of the information you're providing. Please remind everybody again where they go, how they get signed up, and again, how much they got to pay you.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's worth a lot, so yeah. I do it for free. Okay, this is the free newsletter. If you go to craigpeterson.com, I have tips every week. This is what we've been talking about, one of the articles I wrote. I also have other articles that I curate to try and keep you a little bit up to date, including last week where I was talking about Toyota's new hydrogen fuel cells that are maybe going to put an end to some of this EV craziness.
Well, it'll be interesting, and we'll just have to follow the taxpayer dollars. That's how we know which way we're going to be competing, right? Craig, I love having you here, but I'm telling you, every time I speak to you, I'm thinking, you know what? I'm going to go get a piece of slate and a piece of chalk, and I'm done. I'm going to disconnect everything, and then I live in the real world. And I named my smart thermostat, by the way. I just want you to know that. That's how much I care about my smart thermostat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Heidi.
Yeah,
Heidi.
Yeah.
And so it's all good.
All right. A lot of people use, FBI investigation van for the Wi-Fi network name.
Yeah. But everybody uses that now, so it's no big deal. Find something even nastier. Well, we're going to work with that. Craig, I appreciate you being here, my friend. CraigPeterson.com. CraigPeterson.com. You go there. There's some information. At first, you're going to go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe how unsecure my network is. Maybe you're insecure too, but it'll be unsecure. And then you go, okay, follow these steps. I think I got an idea on it. CraigPeterson.com. 445, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.